Residents came together at the Haines Cemetery to honor service members past and present. Chaplain Bill Rosted led the crowd in a prayer.
Heavenly Father, you have blessed us with brave young men and women who are willing to defend our freedom. We ask your protection and grace surround them each day.
American Legion Post 12 Commander Chuck Mittman spoke of remembering.
Don't forget why we have this day. We are all gathered here today to honor our veterans, the few who are so willing to give of themselves and defend their brothers and sisters and their country.
Mittman served in the Navy in Vietnam.
One of my partners, his name was Daniel Boyle. He didn't come home. We both had motorcycles. We made a pact. We were going to get new Electroglide blue motorcycles when we got back. And I finally honored that in 1992. I got the blue Electroglide.
In 1994, Mittman rode the motorcycle across the country to the War Memorial in Washington, D.C.
I rode to the wall, and the security guard was nice enough to let me push it in front of his name and stuff so I could show him that I kept my end of the bargain, and I was sorry he wasn't around, and I still am today.
Terry Pardee also served in Vietnam. He is the service officer at the American Legion.
Lost a lot of friends in Vietnam.
Pardee says he has been around long enough to know most of the veterans buried in the cemetery.
Enjoy this three-day weekend with friends and family and just have a great time, but always remember that it was purchased with the lives of those who served in America's wars, over 1 million killed in combat. And there's still 81,000 missing in action from World War II. There's still 2,000 left missing in action from Korea. And there's still almost 2,000 missing in action from Vietnam.
Fire!
For KHNS, I'm Alan DePremenil.